The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 806, live from New Jersey. I like saying that. I'm with Debbie and Al and Frank, and we are here at the Wanacue Academic Center on the campus of Bergen. Look at me, where we're always at the Saccone Theater. We are at Passaic County Community College. That's where we are now, Passaic County Community College at the Wanacue Academic Center. And it's like a business breakfast. So what they do is you walk in, as I describe it to you on the radio. It's a beautiful, beautiful area here, very state-of-the-art, a big, big, huge room. Right. And then they put a table up. They put up the whole AM 970 team. And we're here broadcasting. And then you go into the theater. This is like the lobby of the theater virtually. And you go in and Mitchell Bodell's in there. Steve Adubato's running a great forum like he runs better than anybody. Joan Herman is in there from Conversations with Joan. Ace Watanasupart from Citizens Bank over there. So this is a great thing. Robert Altus came in, Assemblyman Altus here. So this is a great, great night. But it's nice and quiet now. We have a little time to ourselves. So I have to tell you, best French toast ever. The DR Catering, to Dominic and DR Catering. Mm-hmm. Best French toast, Debbie.
Nice.
You
right?
Didn't eat anything. You want something?
I have to go have some of that French toast.
You gotta taste the French toast.
I know, it smells so good.
Remember, Frankie, it was always like, they'd make it, and then if you don't, I don't like when they put it in the egg. When you go out and you eat French toast, they put an egg, they never cook it through. I can't stand soggy French toast. Is it me? I'll eat a raw egg if I want it like that. I mean, you know, like my grandfather, Rosario, yeah. And my uncle Benny, Bernardo. They would poke a little pinhole in the egg, and they'd eat. Raw eggs.
My grandfather liked raw eggs too.
What was
my
with
father's
that?
Father.
Well, that's with Rocky. I guess it's Sylvester Stallone. You know, remember that?
Sounds horrible.
And then my father, God bless him, he every morning, my mother would make him a soft boiled egg, and then he would put it in a cup, and then he would have bread in the cup, like toast in the cup, and he would mix it. Then he would take his cousin. I remember as a child watching this. My father, you know, the captain from the Second World War. He would have coffee. He'd take his coffee. It's a half cup, and he would take half of the cup, and he'd pour it into the cup that had the egg in it. Like he would get some of the egg in his coffee, and then he'd pour it back in. I don't know why Pop would do that, you know? He'd drink it. You always remember those little things about your dad. My father, he would smoke one cigarette a day.
One. So he wasn't addicted to
Parliament.
Or anything. He just wanted
I don't know why
cigarette.
He would do that. He would just have one cigarette a day. And it was a Parliament cigarette. You remember the craziest thing about, your childhood like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, and your parents are here, Deb?
Yeah.
Beautiful. They look great.
My father had this big stereo. We lived in Paramus when I was a little girl. This is one of the things I remember. This big stereo, and he always was playing like, the Four Seasons and Paul Anka. Remember all the music in the house.
You're so young. You remember Paul Anka,
things?
Four Seasons. I remember Benny Goodman is my reference for that.
Oh, I love all that music.
Your family is so, you're so close to your parents. I love how you're like that, very close to your parents like that.
You know what?
And your brothers.
We're blessed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Grace of God, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Not like some people, they don't talk to the sisters. Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
Al's right here, Joe, just in case you didn't notice.
Whoops. Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry. You know, so.
Pretty soon I won't be talking to the rest of you.
Give him 5 minutes.
You know, we go to Al. Now Al with the news. I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm Al Gattulo with local news for everyone but Debbie, Joe, and Frank.
It's so true. Hey,
I didn't say anything.
I got to thank Frank. No, Frankie's the guy. Frankie, this is the best. Because Charlie Gasper, I know Charlie's like a buddy. It'll bust my chops, I'll bust his chops back, and he's great. People go, oh, he goes, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank hands me a note. USMCA, it says on it. USMCA, I know exactly what it is. New trade. It's a new trade agreement that President Trump puts forward.
Right.
Because apparently Charlie doesn't like what the president's doing with the tariffs. Boom! Charlie Gasparino goes, what is that? This is one of the chief correspondents for Fox Business.
Right, a chief financial correspondent. And he doesn't know what the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is, right? So it's the most important trade agreement in a quarter century. And he says, USMCA. It's like you made it up. It's like you made it up. You never heard of it. But in all seriousness,
thank you.
I like Charlie a lot. Yeah, I know him a long time.
He's a character.
And he's very smart, and he's a great financial reporter.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The arrogance that he displayed in that interview 40 minutes ago is exactly why Donald Trump got elected and exactly why Bernie Sanders resonated with so many people. Because what Charlie says, it sounds great and it works great in a textbook. And if all you care about is higher stock market portfolios for large multinational companies, then that's great.
Right.
But if you are someone that's a displaced auto worker, or you're someone that used to work in a factory that has now moved to Mexico or China or India, you don't care what sounds great in a textbook. You don't care what the stock market does if you're now out of a job. And so Charlie's textbook arrogance, you don't know what you're talking about, as we've seen literally millions of manufacturing jobs go away because of NAFTA and CAFTA, and heaven forbid that what Obama wanted to do with the TPP ever would have been implemented, we would have seen very few manufacturing jobs become zero manufacturing jobs.
Yep.
And for Charlie's response to be, you don't know what you're talking about, I read this stuff. Yeah, Charlie, the pointy-headed academics and financial reporters that got us into the financial crisis, you're what paved the way for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. I think that was so telling about kind of the elitism of the elites in the media and in academia and in politics.
It is. They have this globalist mentality, and it's not. And when the president of the United States steps up, and Donald Trump, and he says America first, it does resonate. And when I don't know how much more plain I have to tell you on the air, because I know I walk the streets. I walk the streets of the at-risk community of the United States. It is the forgotten community of the United States. It's the Democratic-run communities of the United States, and the Democrats just want to enable. The inner cities just for votes, and they don't put manufacturing jobs where they should be, and that should be in the stressed areas of the United States. And Nike has it in the palm of their hands. And this Colin Kaepernick character, he's in the palm of his hands to go to Nike and say, look, thanks for making me the poster boy for everything anti-American, but how about if you bring jobs to the South Side of Chicago? I don't hear any of that. All these slave labor, bring it back home, man. And Tim Cook, at least the president of the United States, to your point, Frankie Five Boroughs, is saying to Tim Cook, bring Apple back. Open up this big plan. You could make headphones. You could make little earbuds. You could make something, and they should be in the stressed areas. Generic drugs is my next. I've been railing on that. Rather than paying these astronomical drug prices or making Claritin in America, flying it to Ireland, having the plane land in Ireland so they can get the tax break, so technically the drugs come from Ireland, that's all got to stop, and it will under this president, Frank.
Well, and you know what? If for him to, once you kind of caught him on not knowing what the biggest trade agreement was over the last 25 years, and he basically tried to then say, all they did was rename NAFTA. Well, no, Charlie, that's not what we did. You know, ask the American dairy farmer who now has access to Canadian markets if that's all that we thought we did. Ask American car manufacturers who now have to have more parts made in America as opposed to Canada and Mexico if that's that's what they think that we did. Ask the labor unions in America who now have to see Canada and Mexico adhere at least a little bit to American labor standards if he thinks that all we did is rename it. I mean, I was amazed. Oh,
can we send this audio to Charlie? Can we
I'm happy to have this. It sounded like Charlie was mid-martini already or maybe recovering from a late night at a bar somewhere. Which, look, I can relate to that. He and I have had a lot of He and I have had a lot of late night debates over economics, over martinis. But
we'll bring Charlie back. We'll have him go up 1-1 against Morano, and I'll do a push up contest with him.
You asked him. You said, "Hey, why did the stock market go down 800 points yesterday?" Yeah. And the clear answer was he didn't know. You know what? That's fine. I don't know either. Nobody knows why the stock market does what it does. But then don't turn it into an attack on Trumponomics, which not only is sound economically, as the president proved, it's sound politically. Because if the Republicans were to follow the kind of economic message that Charlie Gasparino has been talking about, they'd all end up like Mitt Romney. They'd all end up like John McCain. There is a minuscule portion of the folks in purple states that will go for that, and it's not enough to win elections.
Right on the money. Frankie Five Boroughs, right on the money. With everything, and you've got to believe in the president, and this is my opinion, too.
Charlie should read Tucker Carlson's new book and learn a thing or two, or Steve Hilton's new book.
He's not stopping.
It's so arrogant.
But you have to understand also, because I don't know why or how, but I see it, what the president does when he negotiates, he goes to the European Union, and he folds his hands.
That's another free trade agreement with Charlie forgot about.
I know. It's right. He goes to the EU with Angela Merkel right there. It was beautiful to see at Theresa May. And he's folding his arms. We see it. We called it right on this show. We said that's a negotiating ploy of the president. And what was that? Who was he broadcasting to? China, to President Xi. But let me tell you, it's not only the tariffs. And what people have to understand, and listen to your pal Joey on the radio, it's not just the tariffs. It's the militarization of China. The buildup of the South China Seas, that is dangerous. Under Barack Obama, they ran rampant. Listen to Gordon Chang on this program. And I always thank Neil Cavuto for, I said Neil on his show, thanks for getting us to Gordon Chang. That, you know, we didn't even see it. Peter Navarro, you gave me the book, Crouching Tiger.
Yeah.
But the tariffs, that's one thing, and it will work because you want manufacturing back. But this is the president. He's just starting with China.
And people really should, and I was emailing with Peter Navarro, by the way, a Harvard-trained PhD in economics, who apparently, according to Charlie, doesn't know what he's talking about. I was emailing with him yesterday. People really need to read his New York Times op-ed last Friday about how much of America's manufacturing sector for military weapons is dependent upon material from China, because it's pretty frightening.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. And not only that, and let's go down to the basics to when the car you drive. If my rims in my General Motors truck, if they break one more time, if I go near a curb, there's a crack in my rims. Oh well, it's because we get the rims from where? China. You get all the parts from China and make them in America. By the way, with the iPhone, Al always rails on me because I buy all the Apple products. Because
they're junk.
But they never work because they're made where?
They're
China.
Junk.
And then how many times you go to a TV, made in China, and you turn it on in the hotel room? Debbie, am I right? You turn it on, and then if you turn it off, it goes back to Mario Lopez. and they're starting the promotion. Get to the channel that I hit that I want to keep going back to. They won't go, and it takes
first world problem.
It warms up
first world problem.
It takes so long.
You need
long
somebody
for the
in the room to change the channel to make sure that you don't see Mario Lopez before you want to see what you want to see.
Zach at the Holiday Inn. You think my buddy Zach at the Holiday Inn? The Chinese food was good, by the way. You missed out.
I had a great dinner up the street.
Well, because you did it by yourself. You wanted. Excuse me. Let me. Oh wait.
Now I see it.
Now.
Look at you.
The vision is clear. I go. Ow! You want to go? No. I know what I'm doing. Well, was there a platonic friend?
No, I ate by myself.
Was there a platonic friend?
No. Not at all. Although a friend of mine did call me. Male friend. I didn't realize he lived that close to the place. He said you should have called me. I would have came down. I didn't.
I wanted to go. I
went by myself.
You sure?
I did. As soon as I walked in, I said, please don't anyone look at me. Just pour my beer with your eyes closed and hand it to me. No eye contact.
But so I ordered Chinese out, and then I made the racist.
I can't believe you ordered Chinese food.
Well, they don't have room service. What was I supposed to have?
But you handed the money to the guy at the front desk. Pay for this, and then what? Bring it up to you? Come on.
No, just because I was going to the gym to work out in my suit. I was doing my Wall Street workout. I found that they did indeed had weights over there. And I went in and I gave Zach at the
You gave that pool a real second look. Nope, not going in.
Ooh, ooh, that pool.
Yeah.
Would you ever? Would
no,
you,
no,
no. There was like families in the pool.
Yeah.
Families are, you don't even want to go there. You know about
that pool. That pool was big enough to fit four people and six were in it. So
I gave Zach at the front desk the $20 for the $15 Chinese food that I had. And I said, if a Chinese guy walks in, he's got the food, which was so racist because.
Yeah, because it could have been anybody.
In my white privileged mind, I assumed the guy was Chinese from a Chinese restaurant.
Now, what if the guy would have said, Zach, if he would have said, oh, you're the Chinese guy?
Boom!
I mean, that's a little.
Lawsuit. Lawsuit right there. You know, it's the problem. Debbie looking ravishing and beautiful. Am I allowed to say that? I'm afraid to even
yes.
say that.
You just did.
Yes, you're allowed.
Can I say that in the Me Too movement?
Yes,
you know?
You're allowed, yes.
Joey, hi, Joey, how are you? Good to see you, my friend. By the way, Joey, when is our date? October 18th at the, let me, John Bramnick and I, thank you. Oh, this is great. John Bramnick and I are going to do a comedy night. It's going to benefit the Madison, New Jersey GOP. And this is going to be at, it's just at the Park Avenue Club. See, this is classy.
Nice.
The Park Avenue Club, and it's October 18th.
October 18th.
I'll have to put it on my website. And, Joe, maybe you'll send me a link to that so we can go. And thanks for putting that together. All right. Yeah, that's with Assemblyman John Bramnick, who's absolutely hysterical in his own right.
Yeah.
And I'll be there. And this will be October 18th, Thursday, 7 o'clock show. You get me home early, though, right, because I got to do radio the next day, Joey. And Sam, look at Sam, my Egyptian friend.
He
brings me
they
Starbucks. With respect to DR Catering. Get yourself something to eat, Sam, please. All right, my friend. We love you. We love you, Sam. Thank you. And Joey, love you too as well, man. Stick around. I'll see you in 2 seconds. And thank you, my friend. Debbie Duhaime is standing by. She got the traffic for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks a lot, Joe. We're seeing a lot of volume right now at the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into the Bronx. Watch for some volume on the Cross Bronx West right out toward 3rd Avenue. Deegan South in the 230s. They cleaned up a collision over there. Now, it's kind of busy at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. Also seeing slowdowns on the southbound Van Wyck into the Jackie Robinson. A disabled vehicle, a couple of lanes blocked as you head through that area. Now, we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic here at the Hudson River crossings. Heading over to the inbound side of the GWB, still moving pretty slowly here across the upper level, 25 minutes in. A lot better, though, to the lower level. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 20 at the tolls, and over at the Holland, at least 30 to 35. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on 95 North New England Thruway, getting up through Portchester with some ongoing construction. And over on the Taconic South at the Croton Reservoir Bridge, it looks like an accident blocking one lane over there. Now, if you're heading out to the Wanacue Academic Center here at Passaic County Community College in Wanacue, no problems on 287 exiting at exit 55, getting out toward Passaic County Community College. Rain today, expected later with a high of 75. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
You're now witnessing the far left at its worst, willing to lie, even steal, to keep Republicans from winning the next election.
They turn the Kavanaugh hearings into a circus.
They've unleashed the hounds on President Trump. Anonymous editorials accuse Trump of being unhinged with no specific evidence. Books describing chaos. One member of the mainstream media now claims Trump is more dangerous to America than 9/11. Really? Just because they lost? This has got to stop. AM 970, The Answer.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis
in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Wild morning, man. Flying through. Great to have you with us. So many nice people are here at the Passaic County Community College here at the Wanacue Academic Center. And we got more guests coming in. But I had to tell you about a great product that I found. And I'm so pleased. I always tell you about how Michaels of Brooklyn came to us. Route 22 Toyota came to us. A lot of products came in. Harry's.com came to us early on. And we're very pleased that this product has come to us early on. This is a great product. It's called the Headlight Harness. And I told you, I put it on Otis. And it's got like a bright LED light integrated right into the chest of this harness. So you could press that light and turn it on. And it's so bright. And then you could let, in my, like what I do in the out in the boondocks, I let Otis run. He has the light on. I could see where the dog is. And it scares away all the wildlife that I'm afraid of. We got like coyote where I am, man. In Jersey, right? It's like bear. So I could watch Otis walk around. And better yet, if you're in the city, which is great about the headlight harness, that harness is, the light is so bright, the harness is so comfortable for the dog. You walk the dog, and then you could see everything, and God forbid, with the cars going by and all the traffic that you always have, you are safely walking your dog with the headlight harness. You've got to try the headlight harness. It comes in a variety of sizes, fits all dogs from 4 pounds to 200 pounds. So I meet Peter Pianelli, and he comes into the studio, and we had a great chat. Now, he came up with this with his wife, Marilyn. And Marilyn, I'm looking, I say, do I know this girl? And Marilyn is Peter's wife and came up with the headlight harness, joining us live on the air. Marilyn, welcome. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great. How did you come up with this headlight harness idea with Peter? The husband and wife, I love husband and wife teams. It's great. I was never so fortunate to do that.
Well, I walk my dog every single night, and one night my dog got out of his harness and saw a cat and ran across the street and almost got hit by a car.
Oh, boy.
Thank God he didn't, and I grabbed him and I ran home and I said, I have to buy something. We looked everywhere for like 3-4 yeah. days, and there was nothing out there that had a light that wouldn't let my dog escape, and my husband came up with an idea and put it on my dog. We started walking every single night, and every single night we got stopped by people, cops, neighbors, and they said, where did you get this? And then that's how the headlight harness came about.
This is fabulous. And then you knew where to go to have it get it. You got it manufactured. You could personalize these harnesses.
Yeah, you could embroider anything on it. You could put service dog, the dog's name, the phone number, ESA, do not pet. We put logos on it for people. Different stores use it. So you could really put anything you want on it.
You know what? It's a great product. And by the way, thanks for coming to the Joey Benefit.
Thank you.
I walked
so
right
much.
By you so fast because I was thinking a beeline to the stage.
Such a great
I believe.
Benefit. Such
yeah, but
a
thank
great
you for being there. I apologize. I said, Darren told me, our sales guy. He goes, oh, you know, Peter and Marilyn there. I went, oh, what? Where? When? And I apologize for that.
And what a beautiful house.
How about that mansion? Yeah. Abby and Tom, our guys, putting it all together like that. Headlight harness. And also, I just want to remind you that it's state law in the great state of New Jersey that you have to harness your pet while in a vehicle, while in a moving vehicle, the headlight harness you could lock right in a seatbelt, correct?
And it's a huge fine in Jersey. So please,
right?
Either the headlight harness or something else, but please go to headlightharness.com and get your dog a harness today.
Marilyn, God bless you. Thank you for being here. We're proud to thank you for coming here on the radio show. We're very
thank
pleased.
You very
I tell you honestly, thanks for coming because this is a great product. And you're listening now, and you know I love you. And I know you know I feel like you're part of the family. And Peter and Marilyn have come up with the ultimate product for your pet, and that's the headlight harness. You can go to headlightharness.com, headlightharness.com. Check this out. You're going to love it. Use the promo code AM970 to get 20% off any product on the site, okay? Headlightharness.com, promo code AM970. If you're inclined to call, here you go. Headlight Harness, 800-597-0181. 800-597-0181.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Marilyn, great job. Great job, kid. Jersey Joe on the radio, nonstop action on AM 970, The Answer. We got Alberta news coming up, but we have to stop everything and bring on Assemblyman Jay Weber, Republican candidate for Congress in the New Jersey's 11th District. And, Jay, welcome back to the show, man. Nice to see you again, my friend.
Was that intentional? You're talking about legalized pot before, and you're bringing us in with
like
the doobies? That's good.
I mean, honestly, I don't understand that. You know, well, I ain't no angel. I mean, I know it's hard to imagine, but I never liked marijuana. I just never liked it. It's not my wheelhouse, you know. But I don't. You're gonna legalize it. It's not gonna generate that much. You know what you're gonna do, if I may, Mr. Weber. The money generated is just gonna maintain the bureaucracy of a quote unquote marijuana board.
Yeah, we don't have a revenue problem in the state of New Jersey, Joe. We got a spending problem.
Boom.
You get
Thank
more money,
you,
they're gonna spend it. And frankly, what are we talking about? The roads are going to be less safe. Our kids are going to be – it's going to get pushed down to our kids.
What do you tell law enforcement? How much do we appreciate – we know you do, Assemblyman Weber. How much you appreciate law enforcement? What do you tell the cops? Well, if they look glassy-eyed, you know how many lawsuits we'll have?
Unbelievable. And they'll get sued themselves. No. It's the wrong way to go.
And why can't we just do manufacturing? And Frankie Viburz and I were talking about bringing manufacturing. Now, with this president, you can go to a company and you could say – like we go to Amazon, like my friend Ray Chambers. Is all out, full out. Amazon added 9,000 jobs, which is great. But are they coming to Newark? Come to Newark. We got to get companies like that back to Jersey.
Absolutely. And I love your idea of Patterson. Great city. Oh my gosh. My grandparents grew up there. My mom grew up
there.
Is
that right? Is that where you're from? You're from that area?
Yeah, I grew up in Clifton.
I love it, I'm born in Passaic. Thank you for asking.
There you
look
go.
At that. Passaic General. You're too young. Remember Passaic General Hospital? Will you help me do that, Assemblyman? Because John Bramnick's a buddy, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And we love John. The leader down there in the assembly. And Robert Authus here, Assemblyman Authus here.
Yep.
We should really, and I talked to Steve Sweeney about this, and I know he's a Democrat, but Steve's a good guy down South Jersey. Let's get generic drug production. I talked to the union guys because we have a lot of union guys on the show.
Sure.
Let's make it in Patterson. We'll do a generic drug manufacturing plant in Patterson, New Jersey. Isn't that a great
idea? There's some available real estate in Patterson I've seen, Joe, unfortunately. So,
you know what?
Let's do it. It's a great city. It should be a great city.
You know the way
Newark, too.
And Newark
I mean, are you kidding me?
And Newark is doing great, but, you know, Camden, too, come back under. And, you know, I've gone back and forth with him, with Governor Christie. You know, we've always had our little tit for tats going back and forth, but you got to give Governor Christie credit for what they did, the Republican, the Christine Todd Whitman first, giving money to Camden, how Camden has turned around.
Yeah.
And if you do it in Camden, you can certainly do it in Patterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
How's the race going? You're in the middle of this whole thing.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great race. We've got 26 days to Election Day.
And
you got a North Jersey kid who's talking about kitchen table issues, trying to make New Jersey a little more affordable. And I got an opponent from Montclair who is a Pelosi liberal, and you know, frankly, she's supporting Bob Menendez on ethics. So, you just can't be a Pelosi on policy and a Menendez on ethics and expect to win in North Jersey. So,
you know, Bob Hugin comes on the show, and Bob, a former Marine and a good guy, and we open the airwaves to everybody.
Sure.
We open the airwaves to everybody.
Sure.
But when I watch the Menendez ads, it's all anti-Trump. It's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Show me something. With the issues you and I talked about in the last 60 seconds is more than I see from any ad coming from the Democrats.
That's right. No, we're talking. But you know what? That's why we're going to win.
Yeah.
Because we're talking to people about what they care about.
Yeah.
And how are they going to send their kids to college? How are they going to save for retirement?
I know, man.
Right? How are we going to pay the property taxes around here? We talked about
capping the property taxes. I don't know how you put that through the assembly. But and I know the Republicans have tried it. And Governor Christie did that.
We got a 2% cap. Now, listen, it's good to cap them. Now we got to cut them.
Yeah,
and that's the key.
You.
And so the school funding formula is key here in New Jersey. get it redone, and we can cut property taxes for
you
sure.
You know, it is true. The property tax, I always say, they say, oh, look at the police and the fire. It's not the and correct me if I'm wrong, Assemblyman. It's not the police and the fire. It's with the schools. It's the whole schools. You have, in my area, I have three superintendents in like a 3-mile radius, and they're all making like a couple hundred grand a year.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's not the teachers either.
They work hard, but it's the bureaucracy and the distribution, and we got to just be more efficient.
Yeah.
And we can.
Shared services, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay to do that. But see, if you're from Clifton, you want the Clifton police. If I'm from Lebanon Township, I want the Lebanon Township.
Yeah,
I want to see Lebanon Township police on the side of the car. But I think if they cut my taxes, because even out in Hunterdon County, the taxes are going through the roof.
Yeah.
You know? And now if I could say, well, let's do some shared services, I think that's good. Give us, if you would, Assemblyman Jay Weber with us, running and a good guy and a good public servant to this great state of New Jersey, your three top issues in your campaign.
Taxes, jobs. The economy, you know, we're talking about immigration and enforcing our laws in a fair way and making healthcare more affordable. You know, it's cost too much and it doesn't have to. And we're talking about ways we can lower healthcare costs.
Yeah. And your wife went to Harvard. I'm seeing the notes here. Your wife went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Look,
we met your classmates. Yeah.
Right.
She's a smart cookie.
Right.
She's a better lawyer than I am. But she's raising our kids. You know, she focuses on our we got 7 kids.
Beautiful.
Joe, you know,
beautiful
so.
Kids.
Oh my God.
He beat you, Joe.
You know, Debbie, the Duhame name is like royalty in politics.
That's it. They got a few kids.
I'm smart enough to keep Debbie next to me while we do the radio show.
Another Passaic County family.
there it is. Like,
yeah.
You have 7 children?
Yeah.
God, man, you're making me look like an amateur, my brother.
What do you have?
5.
That's not too bad.
And you're younger than I am. But my joke is I have one at every exit throughout New Jersey. I just stop off, you know.
Who says you're done?
Dave, Jay Weber. You think I'm kidding? I said, I mean, what's your youngest?
She's 4.
Oh, my God, Jay.
Yeah,
How beautiful is that?
No, they're wonderful. My oldest is 16.
Yeah, and my oldest is like, I think, your age. So, I'll tell you, I'm all right now. I'll tell you, I said, Joey's in his 30s. Yeah. I have a 7-year-old.
That's great.
I can't, it makes me young. It keeps me young.
Justice Scalia had 8 kids.
Yeah.
And he used to say he didn't refer to his youngest. He referred to his most recent.
Yeah, most recent. So, that's great.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Assemblyman Jay Weber, he's the Republican candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 11th, doing a great job. Anything that you want to get the word out, where can we find you about your campaign and anything you need on these airwaves?
Yeah.
You got the 50,000 watts right here, Jay.
Thanks, Joe. WeberForCongress.com, Weber with 2 Bs. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I'm a North Jersey kid.
Yeah,
grew up in Passaic County.
Yeah,
raising my family in Morris County. Watched this beautiful state get more and more expensive. We're trying to make it more affordable. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Jay, look, they're trying to take Jersey away, man.
I know.
Thanks for the fight, brother.
Yeah,
thanks for the fight.
Yeah.
Assemblyman Jay Weber right there. Thanks. You're welcome here anytime.
Thanks, Joe.
And love to the family. Piscopo in the morning on AM 970 The Answer. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
72 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. White Plains officials are looking to crack down on bicyclists who don't follow the rules. The council voting next month on raising the fine for biking on the sidewalk. The move could beef the penalty from $10 to $100. The Journal News reports that the measure is expected to be passed. Supporters of the heftier fine argue that there's been more people cycling on the sidewalk since the city introduced a bike share program in June. The state of New Jersey dropping more than $5 million on over 2,000 acres of Sussex County woodlands. A consortium of state agencies and nonprofit partners announced yesterday that the money will be used to preserve around 2,200 acres in the Highlands region of the county. State endangered species such as the red-shouldered hawk, bald eagle, red-headed woodpecker, bobcat, and barred owl live in the now protected zone. The public will have access to parts of the property for hiking, horseback riding, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and other non-motorized recreational activities. In sports, the 1-4 Giants look to revive their season tonight as the Eagles head up the turnpike to MetLife Stadium. Giants have been battling internal issues after critical comments by Odell Beckham Jr. about Eli Manning and the coaching staff. Giants will get some help at linebacker as Olivier Vernon scheduled to play in his first game of the season tonight after dealing with a high ankle sprain. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening on the westbound side of the Gowanus, slowing down by 39th Street with an accident just cleared. And we're still seeing delays on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with an accident there as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride to the southbound FDR Drive. It's pretty solid getting down toward the 70s. Queens Midtown Tunnel busy into town. It's really busy on the southbound side of the Van Wyck getting down toward the Jackie Robinson. It looks like a stalled car there, and it's moving really slowly. A couple of lanes remain blocked heading through that stretch. Heading over to 287 into exit 55 in Wanacue, no problems getting out toward the Wanacue Academic Center here at Passaic County Community College. Do watch for some slowdowns on the Taconic. Taconic South getting down toward the Croton Reservoir Bridge. It looks like you still have some police department activity heading right through that stretch as well, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you. Inbound side of the GWB down to 15. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to cost you about 20. Holland about 25 to 30. Watch for some thunderstorms this afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. What are you doing? What are you doing? Welcome to AM 970, The Answer. Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, TheAnswer.com, 841. John McCann's going to join us momentarily. I wanted to tell you about Kearney Bank. Vince Mico was kind enough to join us. Vince is great. And before you go anywhere else for a small business loan, we invite you to check out Kearney Bank first. They are dedicated to helping you get the funds you need with fast approval, quick closings, reduced paperwork, quicker access to your funds, whether it's new equipment, renovations, additional inventory, or your business is in need of additional working capital. Kearney Bank is your one-stop SBA lending source. They will work with you to create a flexible repayment schedule with terms up to 25 years, down payments for as little as 10%, very competitive loan pricing. To find the right loan to fit your needs, contact the friendly professionals like Vince Mico at Kearney Bank's Loan Department, 800-273-3406, 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank has locations throughout New Jersey, now open on Staten Island in Brooklyn. Visit Kearney Bank today online at kearneybank.com. It's K-E-A-R-N-Y. If you're not from New Jersey, you don't know that. kearneybank.com or call them at 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank, a local bank you can trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's Bruce. Oh, hungry heart, man. John McCann is with us, Republican candidate for Congress in New Jersey. Fifth. Let it go, Brian. Let it go. This sounds to me like Paul Anka. John, listen just for 2 seconds. Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. Doesn't that look like Paul Anka, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I mean that, Paul, I'm a huge Anchor fan. Anchor in concert, forget about it, you know. But Bruce, when Bruce sings high like that, it sounded like Paul Anka. And that's the great Bruce Springsteen. People get on me because I like Bruce, because his politics. Oh, Bruce this, Bruce that. Can we put politics aside and just do what's good for your constituents to be, you know, and that sort of thing? You know what I mean? But we're getting crazy, right?
I would love to be able to do that. Unfortunately, Joe, in the current world of politics, where the former First Lady and Secretary of State said there'll be no civility unless they're in power. And then you had Eric Holder last night saying they're gonna you know, when they go high, we're going to kick them. Yeah. You know what? I got a challenge for the former Attorney General. You know, I'm an athlete. I play basketball. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it on the court.
Yeah. I know. It's so very true. For Holder, of all people, this anti-cop guy to do that, to cause the problems that he caused as Attorney General. And for Hillary, why didn't Hillary just... I don't hate Mrs. Clinton. I say this on the air all the time. I have no hate. Or to Mr. Holder. But stay home. What's the problem? Holder wants to run in again, I guess, right?
Well, apparently he wants to run in. You know, Josh Gottheimer has supported him and has supported Hillary Clinton. In fact, he wrote speeches for the Clinton spin machine. And now I was listening to the Carney Bank and talking about the closings that they do. And, you know, Josh Gottheimer said after the tax... the tax cuts passed by the Republican Congress and President Trump, he said that it was going to be devastating to the real estate values in Bergen County, Sussex, and Warren. It's just the opposite has happened. And there you go again. Somewhere along the line, people have to be accountable for the public statements they make. And, the tax cuts have been great. Been great for the economy.
John McCann running. I know, and they talk about the property tax situation in New York and in New Jersey, and the answer from the administration... And I understood it was like, oh, we didn't get the breaks that we wanted. But the answer is lower the taxes in the states. And they won't even address that. Jay Weber was just with us. You got to cap it the way Governor Christie capped it. I always said do a Prop 13 sort of thing.
You know, can I ask? You know, in 1995, I ran for the Assembly for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I was the first person in the state of New Jersey to propose the property tax cap. In fact, we put together a plan called the McCann Plan, and it was derided in the press by the Bergen Record, and we were the first Republicans to come out and call for that. My plan was based upon Proposition 13 and Proposition 2.5 from Massachusetts. At that time, we had about 15 years of data that showed that it worked, particularly in California. So, you know, here we are. The politics of America is bleeding into New Jersey in a strange way. I have an opponent that is an apologist for the violence of the Democratic Party. He's an apologist for the attacks on women, and yet there he sits in the 5th District, and we got to get him out.
What did Massachusetts do, John? I should know this.
Sure. Proposition 13 passed in 1978.
In L.A., in California.
In California. Yeah. 2 years later, 1980, Massachusetts passed a law through the same issue and referendum process called Proposition 2.5. In Massachusetts, in a 15-year period, by 1995, Massachusetts had gone from number 2 in property taxes, like New Jersey's number 1 right now. They went all the way down to like 22, 23. I don't remember the exact number, but it had a great effect. And that's how you solve local property taxes. You have to keep people from getting money in government, otherwise they're just going to spend it.
I know. And nothing against Josh. And we open this airwaves up to everybody. But I don't know how to say this. I'm stumbling because you really have to, in my opinion, vote Republican now. And I'm like an independent. I'm a libertarian independent. But what the president is doing and the way I see, if you look at the New York City skyline, and I had a building buddy tell me this, who's in the business. And he said, look at all the buildings going up in New York. We've never seen before. They waited till Donald Trump was elected. And I'm not going to say, and I don't want to put you in the boat, because I speak on behalf of the president, at least back him up. I don't drink any Kool-Aid, but I support the president because they waited for somebody in office that understood business. And that's what we need right now more than ever. Otherwise, these states, the sovereignty of the state, the sovereignty of New Jersey is slipping away, John.
The sovereignty is slipping away. Our republic is slipping away. When you have the leaders of the Democratic Party and Josh Gottheimer remaining silent, saying that we don't accept elections unless we're in power. I mean, when someone says there will be no civility unless we have power, Joe, I taught political science. We call that dictatorship, totalitarianism. I mean, it sounds a little crazy, but, this is what they're saying.
I know.
And Gottheimer sits there. Yeah. You know what? It's a very interesting thing. Gottheimer did something fascinating. You know, my father used to have a saying, if you're lying, you're losing. On October 2nd, Josh Gottheimer, on his Facebook page, praised the Republican Congress for the tax cuts. He forgot to tell his own Facebook followers that he voted twice against it. He voted against it a year and a half ago, and he just voted on that same day, October 2nd, as he was praising the tax cuts. He actually voted against it. And so, as Dad said, if you're lying, you're losing, and Josh, you're going to lose.
You had a tough primary against Steve Lonigan. Steve's been on the show, and it's tough. I sit here behind the microphone. Steve's been on. Josh has been on the show. But in regards to Steve Lonigan, have all the Republicans been able to unify for the general election, do you think?
I think that that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I think what we saw with Judge Kavanaugh, and right here, our own U.S. Senator, Cory Booker, Spartacus, okay, forever to be known as Spartacus. Where was Josh Gottheimer? Why didn't he speak out against this nonsense?
I get criticized, too. Tell me what you're thinking and how you would remedy the situation with all the Democrats taking over, because Cory has been a lifelong friend, I love him, I respect him. I don't have an argument for him now when they go off the rails like that. I mean, what do we tell our friends who go off the rails like that, John? I mean, how do you deal with it, you know?
Let's get back to being Americans and stop being socialists and Democrats.
That's exactly what it is. You know, they've taken on, they're turning into communists and socialists and progressives, and you can't sustain an economy like that. It's on the back of the taxpayers, man.
Eventually, like Margaret Thatcher said, you run out of other people's money.
There it is. John McCain. John McCain's running. He's a candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 5th. Running as a Republican. John, where can we find out more about your campaign, sir?
So we have a website. It's McCannForCongress.com. It's McCannForCongress.com. We got 18,000 followers on our Facebook page. The Twitter is exploding. And, just a few weeks left. And we shall see if we can get this district back.
Yeah. All right. John, you know what? Great having you on the show. Great conversation, my brother.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care. God bless you. Godspeed. Debbie Duhame to my right. That gal, Debbie Duhame. We love the Duhames. Debbie's got traffic for you right here on AM 970 The Answer.
And thank you, Joe, and best of luck, John. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound GWB, waiting 15 minutes into town. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland still about 30 minutes in, so a tough ride there. It's busy on the Jackie Robinson southbound as you get right into Kew Garden, on the southbound Van Wyck getting into the Jackie Robinson. Looks like a disabled vehicle. That's blocking a couple of lanes there. It's still busy at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Queens Midtown Tunnel is also bunching up into town as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the Taconic South at the Croton Reservoir Bridge. It looks like some ongoing police department activity. It's out there blocking one lane. It is causing quite a delay over there. And traffic is still slowing down for you on the Gordon State Parkway North at 132 with an accident clear. No major problems over on 287 exiting at exit 55 into Wanacue, heading out to our Passaic County Community College Wanacue campus, heading out toward the Wanacue Academic Center. So come and join us. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher warns it's not time to rest on our laurels.
Judge Kavanaugh, and in particular President Trump, won the battle with Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. The last thing you can do now is breathe a sigh of relief and say, ah, good, we got this major battle won. We don't need to go to the polls in a few weeks. We can stay home.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
John Gibson here. President Trump defines leadership. The first major tax reform in 30 years. Unemployment at an 18-year low. Jobless claims lowest since 1973. The Dow highest ever. Milestone achievements. And now, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. On one side, an image of Donald J. Trump. Other side lists all his major achievements. The commemorative 1 ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com, use the code MEDVET to save $5 per coin, or text MEDVET to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin, available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard tax rates may apply.
Hi, thank you, Albert. Thank God Al's here today. I appreciate it. We got, this is nice. This is very, very nice. Let me see, time-wise, we're going in now. I understand. I'm going to explain. We have everything in front of me. I got drumsticks from John McCann. I appreciate that very, very much. But I wanted to tell you about Steve Perillo, my friend. When I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? Steve's dad, Mario, right? Mario Perillo. They've been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. 74 years, you know? And now they have this Italy North Classic Tour. It's a 14-day tour, very popular. Look at Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano. Oh, are you kidding me? You've been saying, I got to get to Italy. I want to get to Italy. No matter what your ethnicity, you want to get to Italy, you've got to do it the Perillo way, the Perillo Piscopo way. Steve Perillo has a stress-free escorted vacation where you don't lift a finger. Steve, when Steve comes on, he's kind enough to join us and we chat on the air. You can hear me. He knows Italy like you and I know, our hometowns. You need somebody like Steve to walk you through this. By the way, you be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today from Perillo. You receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value, by the way. Courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO. Just between you and I, off the copy points that I'm supposed to be reading, you tell Steve, hey, I heard you're going to Italy with Joey Piscopo. Come on, we're all going together. How great would that be? Say, well, tell me about the Perillo Piscopo tour. Back to the copy. It's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberger's our marathon man, meteorologist at 8:56 on AM 970, The Answer. Joey, good morning to you, my friend. Good day for you today, huh?
Good morning on this rainy and humid Thursday. Yeah, we're going to get some rain and a very muggy day today. The last of its kind for the next 6 or 7 months around the area.
Well, now, you know, I'm a pluviophile, so I love the rain. Yeah. I see it's coming in roughly after we get off the air, about 11 o'clock-ish. Throughout the day, the rain stays with
off
us in
and
New
on,
York.
Off and on all day. In fact, I think later this afternoon and early tonight, it's going to come down pretty steady and pretty hard, and then it will just move out from west to east to later tonight, and by morning it's long gone. The sun will be out tomorrow. It is going to be a cool, cool day tomorrow.
Yeah, so what are you doing? The pool today? Oh, you can.
Yes, this is a pool day, without question.
But you see, I actually took a day off. Day before yesterday, I was so slammed on it, doing a whole lot of things. And then it was the end of the day. I said, do I grab the workout or just do I burn myself out, do the workout? Sometimes you just got to stand down. Yes, Joe Lumber?
Yeah, I was going to do that yesterday, but it was so nice. It was like 80 degrees and the sun was out. I had to go out for a ride.
You're worse than I am.
I couldn't stop. I just said, it's too nice. I got to take advantage of it. Last day, this nice.
Oh, you're right, Joey.
Because now when I go out for riding a bike, I'm going to have to wear layers. I'm going to dress up like the Michelin man from now on.
Do you wear a mask when you ride your bike
sometimes
in the cold?
Sometimes if it's in the 40s or lower, yeah,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a mask. Joe Lumberg, we love you, pal. We missed you here at the breakfast. You got to come to the
there.
Next one. Next
good company,
one,
gotta, good food, great venue.
That it is. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Bill O'Reilly coming up next. next on Radio Piscopo. He's the host of the highest-rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 consecutive years, O'Reilly.com. He's got this new book, Killing the SS, fantastic book that you got to read. So history does not repeat itself in that regard. Bill O'Reilly with Radio Piscopo. Big Al is here. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Debbie is here live as well. I'm going to step away from the mic after we go to the 9 o'clock hour. Then I'm going to meet and greet all the good folks at the business breakfast. Coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
72 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A grand jury in New Jersey is indicting former Mets star Lenny Dykstra on narcotics and threatening charges. The indictment comes following Dykstra's arrest in May during an incident with an Uber driver in Linden. The indictment accuses Dykstra of possession of cocaine and methamphetamine. He's also accused of threatening to shoot the Uber driver in the head. Brooklyn's borough president is unveiling what he says is an innovative, more humane policing device called a Bola Wrap. Eric Adams plans to demonstrate it at Borough Hall later today. It's non-lethal, handheld, and shoots out an 8-foot Kevlar tether to entangle a person at a range of 10 to 25 feet. The Bola Wrap is being adopted and tested by more than 30 police agencies across the country to subdue emotionally disturbed people. In sports, all the locals had the night off.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.